your home for praise and shine. We are Quixie 98.3. Let's talk about something that is good measure. Here's an example. At a gas station one day, a lady named Stacy encountered a woman who had left home without her bank card. Stranded with her baby, she was asking passersby for help. Although unemployed at the time, Stacy spent $15 to put gas in the stranger's tank. Days later, Stacy came home to find a gift basket of children's toys and other presents waiting on her porch. Friends of the stranger had reciprocated Stacy's kindness and converted her $15 blessing into a memorable Christmas for her family. This is a heartwarming story that illustrates the point Jesus made when he said, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." In Scripture, that is Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It can be tempting to hear this and focus on what we get out of giving, but doing so would miss the point. Jesus preceded that statement with this one: "Love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." We don't give to get things. We give because God delights in our generosity. Our love for others reflects His loving heart toward us. In what ways have you experienced God's generosity in your life? How can you extend generosity to others? We pray to our gracious Father God, help us to give generously to others because God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has given and been so generous to us. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, take care, and God bless.